Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strauman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, WASDE report out today, and kind of a ho-hum report, really, within what trade expectations, but the grain trade just kind of shrugged it off and decided to move lower anyway.
Yeah, it did, Randy. You know, and again, like you said, kind of a ho-hum report. You know, little change to the balance sheet, and really no change to the balance sheet as far as corn goes. They did lower the exports by 50 million bushels, but they increased ethanol demand by 50 million, and that left those numbers the same. Soybeans, you know, slightly positive. They did increase exports by 50 million bushels, and that lowered the stocks by that same number, but we also did see a larger production number estimated for Brazil. And as far as the wheat complex goes, USDA did increase exports by 25 million bushels, and that put an ending stocks number down at 940 million bushels, and that's a five-year low. But again, haven't seen a lot of demand here on the wheat side as of late, and the dollar strength again in that dollar certainly may be limiting the upside as well.
Well, that's for sure. Not only that, but we also have Chicago wheat at a premium to both Kansas City and Minneapolis, and I guess stands to reason that those premiums kind of inversions kind of unwind at some point.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it was extremely wide with Chicago carrying a hefty premium again to the Kansas City and the Minneapolis markets. And like you said, maybe some unwinding of those spreads coming into play here as well.
Livestock side of things, what happened over there?
You know, again, kind of a soft day. We saw triple-digit losses into the afternoon here in the live cattle. You know, the cash was down last week, and expectations are that it'll be down again this week, I think, adding some weakness. We did see the boxes down this morning, and I think that's adding some pressure. The feeder cattle, again, the Oklahoma market was steady to $4 lower to start the week. Certainly the triple-digit losses in the live cattle, you know, adding some weakness there. Lean hogs were down this morning, you know, with triple-digit losses again, but did come back, and we're going to be slightly lower into the afternoon. Again, a stronger cash market to start the week, and the cutouts had a big jump on Monday, and I think that's providing some underlying support as far as the lean hogs as we continue to trade near contract lows.
Now that we've got this report out of the way, do we trade it for a day or two, or are we done trading it already?
You know, there wasn't a lot of news in there to trade, so I think that's it's kind of here and gone. And I think the next big thing, Randy, is you know, does China come into to the market now and start buying some product? And you know, we'll see. They've gotten through their big year end or New Year holiday, and the 30-day implementation of that contract again that we signed with them, you know, comes into play here the end of this week. So we'll see if they buy anything as we move forward.
And then we have the day off on Monday for President's Day too, so that could compound things a little bit, couldn't it?
You know, it could. You get a three-day weekend. China did say over this last weekend that they were going to honor the agreement. So, you know, we get a three-day weekend, you know, if they can come in and start buying some product. They do need some meat, and certainly would be nice to get them back into the soybean market and some other commodities as well. So we'll see how that plays out as we move forward. But I think that's the news now after we got through this monthly USDA report.
Brian Strauman at Progressive Ag Marketing.